This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the period between July 1 and July 31, 2022. Here are the events happening in the sky of Southern California. Mercury rises at 4:33 a.m. PDT and the sun rises at 5:45 a.m. PDT on the 1st. Mercury is 75% illuminated and 6 arc seconds in width. On the 8th, Mercury passes behind the sun and appears in the evening sky by the 25th. On the 31st, the sun sets at 7:55 p.m. PDT, and Mercury sets at 8:43 p.m. PDT. Mercury is 86% illuminated and 5 arc seconds wide. Do not observe any planet when it appears too close to the sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Venus rises at 3:44 a.m. PDT on the 1st. The planet is 86% illuminated and 12 arc seconds wide. On the 31st, Venus rises at 4:15 a.m. PDT, and the sun rises at 6:04 a.m. PDT. Venus is then 93% illuminated and 11 arc seconds wide. The disk of Venus slowly diminishes in size and becomes more fully illuminated as it travels to the far side of its orbit. On the 19th, Venus is 1.5 degrees south of the large open cluster M35 in Gemini. Mars rises at 1:30 a.m. PDT on the 1st and at 12:31 a.m. PDT on the 31st. On the 9th, Mars crosses from Pisces the Fishes to Aries the Ram. The disk of Mars is 86% illuminated and increases in size from 7.2 arc seconds on the 1st to 8.3 arc seconds on the 31st. A telescope capable of magnification 100 times or more will be needed to show the disk and perhaps large surface features. On the 31st, Mars is 1.5 degrees south of Uranus. Jupiter rises in Cetus the Sea Monster at 12:35 a.m. PDT on the 1st and at 10:41 p.m. PDT on the 31st. Jupiter's disk is 43 arc seconds in width. A telescope capable of magnification 50 times will show the red spot and the four bright Galilean moons, which can be seen moving back and forth roughly in a line centered on Jupiter. Saturn rises in Capricornus de Sego at 10:40 p.m. PDT on the 1st and at 8:38 p.m. PDT on the 31st. The rings and Saturn's largest moon, Titan, can be seen with a telescope capable of magnification 50 times. Uranus is in Aries the Ram and rises at 2:24 a.m. PDT on the 1st and at 12:29 a.m. PDT on the 31st. On the 15th, Uranus is at right ascension 3 hours, 2 minutes, 29 seconds with a declination of 16 degrees, 50 arc minutes, 16 arc seconds. Uranus is 3.5 arc seconds in width, and so a telescope with magnification 150 times is needed to show its diminutive disk. Neptune is in Pisces the Fishes and rises at 12:04 a.m. PDT on the 1st and at 10:05 p.m. PDT on the 31st. On the 15th, Neptune is at right ascension, 23 hours, 43 minutes, 42 seconds, and at declination, negative 3 degrees, 3 arc minutes, 53 arc seconds. Neptune is 2.3 arc seconds in width, and so a telescope with magnification 150 times is needed to show its diminutive disk. First quarter occurs on the 6th, full moon is on the 13th, last quarter is on the 20th, and new moon is on the 28th. The Southern Delta Aquarid meteor shower peaks on the night of July 27th through to the morning of the 28th. The moon is only a day after new moon and will not interfere with observations. The meteors appear to originate from the star Delta Aquarii. The shower usually produces faint meteors but lacks both persistent trains and fireballs. The parent body appears to be Comet 96P Macholtz. The Alpha Capricornid meteor shower will peak on the night of the 30th to the morning of the 31st. This shower is not very strong and rarely produces even 5 meteors per hour. What is notable about this shower is the number of bright fireballs produced during its activity period. The meteors appear to originate from the star Alpha Capricorni, which gives the shower its name. The parent body is Comet 169P NEAT. The evening crescent moon should not interfere with observations. The comet C2017K2 Pan-STARRS was reported to be at magnitude 8. This makes it bright enough to be visible in binoculars or a small telescope. The comet rises earlier each day as it slowly moves west and south. On the 15th, the comet will be half a degree west of the bright globular cluster M10. Follow All Space Considered and Griffith Observatory on Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events.